Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 28th to the 31st of July, 2025. How the devil are you this week? Are you well? I hope you are. You're looking well, and you're just looking as beautiful and gorgeous as ever, you stunning people, you. Hello, Ree, how are you this week?
I'm all right, Rob. How are you? We're tired again, aren't we? When aren't we?
Well, we always tell because we're old. We are just like, we can't do it like we used to. And I went out for a couple of drinks last night. I'm not hungover this time. I'm not hungover at all, but I was prepared. Yeah, you've seen me hungover. I'm normally much more zombie-like than this. And I was in a taxi by 10:30 just because I was out with somebody and we were both like, right, let's probably call it a night now then. It was like, what? I never used to start drinking till 10:30. What's happened to us?
We didn't used to go out until about 11 sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Just turn up at the club half an hour before it closes. Literally. It's ridiculous. What has happened to us?
How are you?
What's new?
Well, nothing really, other than you're talking about this and going out and that. We might be meeting up next week, and I think we'll be doing the same. So be prepared for that, Rob.
We might. Me and Ree might be having a little meet-up next week. It's exciting.
Well, do you know what's funny there, right? Because we were discussing it, and I said to you, Rob, just no, I can't do past 11. Like, that'll be my cut-off. And you're like, oh, come on, Ree. How old are you? Like, I am older and I don't get as much sleep these days. You're like, oh, come on. And now look at you, like, oh, 10:30 last night.
I know.
Calling taxi.
I'm blaming the guy I was with. You know, he's in his mid-40s, and I'm assuming I was just going home. If he'd have said, oh, let's keep going, I'd have gone, let's keep going. Yeah.
Would
absolutely.
You actually? Oh, yeah, you would.
Of course I would. Of course I would.
Yeah, fair.
I'd have been going till now if it had been up to me. But I don't know if my body can cope with that anymore. Right, ladies and gents, it's now August, so it's time to change the calendar. It's exciting. Is it me, or has July dragged this year? Has July been a really long month for you?
A lot has happened. Like, we had like about 4 seasons in July, to be fair.
We have,
in the UK, haven't we? So, yeah, in some ways it has, but in some ways it's gone quick.
I feel like it's gone on for. I feel like I've had this image of Freddie Slater on my wall for about 6 years.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you have, actually.
Anyway, Freddie is gone, and now Mr. August is... Oh, it's Ravi.
Ravi, there we go.
Ravster.
Ravi and the nuns.
He's
holding a newspaper, and it says it's sizzling hot.
And it's true. It is sizzling hot. Marvellous. Yes. I'll enjoy having that on my wall for a month. Thank you very much. Get on the wall. There we go. Right, this week's EastEnders. Ree, I've had to go to hospital this week. And the doctors said they were concerned about my neck because of the whiplash that I've suffered from the storylines of this week's EastEnders.
For God's sakes, why didn't you tell me about it when you went to hospital?
I was saving it for content, Ree. Saving it for content. It's been quite a mad old week, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We've got stuff to discuss, I think. We'll go much further into the madness that is the Suki storyline later on in the podcast. But we've got
I don't want to go there, Rob.
We
I
will
don't
go
want
there.
To discuss it. I'm joking.
Be brave. Take a deep breath. Put your big coat on, and we'll go into the mists of the Suki storyline later on. First, we're going to talk about Alfie, who is back in Wolford this week, and Tracy nearly goes through her. Like the basically every single time that the Vic changes owners, Tracy faces owner, the sack. It's time for that storyline again. So let's crack on with
this week's Albert Square After Dark.
Right, let's kick off with the stuff in the Vic. So Alfie has returned home, and obviously nobody has told him what has been going on in his absence. And he walks back into his flat and finds Elaine all sort of mud packed up in his bedroom. I can't imagine a more terrifying thing to walk into, quite honestly.
I know, but did you not think, like, shouldn't someone have maybe warned him about not going back to the flat?
You'd think.
And been like, we're not there anymore. Did he come back earlier than expected?
I don't know, but, well, I don't think he told anyone when he was coming back, did he?
Right, yeah, no, true.
But even so, you'd think someone would have mentioned it to him. And what I love is the fact that Elaine didn't say anything either. She just told him to get out and gave him no explanation whatsoever why she was in his flat.
Yeah, so
get out.
True.
Someone will explain
get
it
out,
to
you. You
pervert. Oh, out, nah. So he kind of eventually discovers what's gone on. He sees Kat in the Vic, and she greets him with a face full of champagne because of all the lies he's told. She has no idea, has she, the amount of lies young Alfie has told.
No, I don't know. I was kind of disappointed that it didn't just come out this week, if I'm honest. Do you know what? They've rushed through certain things and then not rushed through some things that I feel like should be.
This stuff with the phone. So, Kat, we get a few scenes. I was convinced we were getting it. I thought it was going to be at least Monday's Duff Duff, or at the very least a Duff Duff at some point during the week. But no.
Yeah.
So she goes to listen to this drunken voicemail message that he left her, confessing everything about Zoe. And just the whole thing, you know, kind of starts listening to it and then gets distracted because Jean gets a dart at her arm and then somebody else wants a drink or all that kind of thing happens. And then she goes outside with the phone and is sort of holding it, ready to listen to this voicemail message. And a mysterious person goes by on a scooter and just swipes it out of her hand.
Yes. Convenient.
I don't know whether it was intended to be, but it looked very comical.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It does happen, though, in London, doesn't it? It's quite a common thing, to be fair. So.
I wouldn't be waving my expensive iPhone around in Wolford, a bit like that. Absolutely
no, you
not.
Wouldn't, would you? But yeah, I know what you're saying. It was like, oh, there we go, that solves
that
issue.
That's that, then.
Let's move on, yeah.
That's that.
She's not finding out this week, then, gang.
Although I will say, the location of the phone wasn't what I was expecting it to, wasn't where I was expecting it to be, so... It's a way of kind of stretching it out a little bit more, but I'm confused as to how it's going to end up back in Kat's hands because we know it's there.
What's the location of the phone?
Oki nicked it.
Was it okay?
Oh my god, do you watch EastEnders, Rich?
I didn't realise it was okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it were okay.
There was a whole scene later on in the episode where Oki had dropped some phones off to Harry, and there was an actual shot of the phone of Kat's phone.
I didn't
with a picture of her.
And,
wow.
I didn't notice it was Kat's phone.
Wow.
My apologies, everyone. I'm only doing a podcast about EastEnders. Yeah. I can only apologise for missing that very vital part of
very
information.
Quite
so
important
she's going to get it back then. Yeah, very
I mean,
important bit.
What if I hadn't just mentioned that to you then, you'd have had a great... You'd have been so confused later on when it eventually kind of ended up back in her hands, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, you would. You wouldn't have a clue what was going on.
I thought the phone had gone and that were it.
The phone went and then so did your attention of the storyline, apparently.
Yes, clearly. Right, okay.
There we
so
go.
Oki's got it. So whose hands is it going to
Oki was the one.
In?
Oki was the one on the scooter. So he went kind of... Well, I'm trying to think because nobody really in that storyline, which we'll talk about that storyline in a minute, but like nobody connected to that storyline is really connected to this, are they?
But that's why I'm thinking, like, the only person who'd be a do-gooder in that scenario would be Kojo.
Kojo.
If it's got, if it's really apparent that it's Kat's
phone. I found your phone.
Just going,
yeah.
Go to his phone, Maybe not mention where he found. Well, no, he would mention where he found.
Would have. This was in my flat. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't steal it.
There were a bag of phones in my flat.
Yeah.
Alongside some more powder, but I got told it was talcum powder, so I've not flushed that bit.
I've not flushed that one, but it's fine. So that's eventually going to end up in Kat's hands again at some point.
Okay.
And that's presumably how this secret is going. Because it's now a bit of a ticking time bomb, isn't it? It's one of those sort of classic little devices where we know it's going to go off at some point, but we don't quite know when or why or how.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Alfie and Stacey have sort of now agreed, well, she doesn't need to know. We couldn't find Zoe, so I guess we just don't tell Kat anything, and I'll kind of improvise around it whenever she mentions Cherry, because that's what Kat currently believes Alfie was doing, was chasing Cherry around or something. So I don't quite... why don't they just tell her? I don't get what they're... I don't get why they're hiding this from her.
I don't, because like we've said... The only real reason they had before was Zoe saying, if you tell Kat where I am, that's it. I'll make it that you can't ever find me again. They already can't find her, so just tell Kat.
Exactly.
You literally don't know where she is, so
how are you going to become more difficult to find than you already are? Like, because we can't...
There's literally, at this point, there's actually nothing left to lose.
No, you may as well tell her.
Yeah. If anything, I would think, you've only got things to gain, because Kat might actually have a better idea of where to find her for all they know.
Well, I mean, presuming that she eventually does recover this voicemail message, what happens then? Like, she, because it's not like she can get in touch with Zoe, so how does Zoe end up back on the square?
I think she's just... I think Zoe's just going to come back of her
own.
She's going
to turn up, yeah.
Yeah, I think something's going to happen, and then she's going to go, ah, now I need help. I'm just going to have to go and accept it, and... Because otherwise, I don't see how it would happen unless Alfie goes off again, or maybe something to do with Stacey's exit, even. I don't know.
Possibly.
Could it be something to do with that?
There is the added sort of thing. Like, are we still sort of throwing around the idea that Zoe is Joel's mum?
I mean, yeah, sure. Why not?
Because bearing in mind what happened with the Suki stuff this week, you've now got this sort of straight, you've got this kind of parallel going on now, haven't you? With the way that Zoe was brought into the world,
and
the
Stacey
way that Ivan is, but yeah, and the way
mentioned
that Ivan...
that to Eve in a conversation as well, remember about what happened with Kat and Zoe.
Yeah, I think it's pretty looking likely that this is where it's going, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd not made that connection. Yeah, you're right. Probably going to be that. Yeah,
it's kind of quite similar, isn't it? Although Suki has not got the organisation of the Slaters in order to keep this a secret from anybody, but we'll discuss that later.
I wouldn't hate Zoe being Joel's mum anyway, if I'm honest with you. It gives us something else on the square other than the Slater family.
And also, she didn't. Her and Vicky didn't get on.
So
it you know, it establishes all those sorts of connections. Yeah. Whenever Zoe shows up, I mean, we know that Michelle Ryan is filming currently now, so it's not going to be too much longer.
About a month's time, maybe.
I reckon September, when the big storylines tend to start. Yeah, give it another month.
Agreed.
I reckon so. The other go on.
Well, Patrick, I know we're going to get onto it, but they've set a wedding date, Patrick
yes,
and Yolanda,
September.
For the 1st of September. So what if Zoe comes along at the same time as Anthony?
Ooh,
for some reason.
Yes.
It could
yes.
be around then. There
I
you
think
go.
You might have it Perhaps. There, Rihanna. I think
Perhaps.
You might have it there. The only other thing, like we said, Tracy went through a nearly getting sacked thing again. I mean, bless her. I think I'm glad that they sort of dealt with it within one episode as opposed to sort of Tracy getting sacked. Yeah. Although, having said that, they were kind of opening options up to her to go and work with Ravi or something like that. So it wasn't like she was just going to disappear. They were potentially... They almost gave Tracy a storyline there.
Yeah,
that would have been nice.
I want to know how much pay she's on if Freddie were like, she's costing double what I'd be charging.
Oh, Tracy.
She's got right custody, hasn't she?
I'm telling you now, the amount of stuff that Tracy has had to kind of either keep quiet about or just deal with in general when she's been working at that pub over the years, I bet she is basically richer than Phil Mitchell these days.
Possibly, yeah.
Like, I bet she is. Like, everybody always goes to Phil for the money, but I reckon that you probably turn around to Tracy and go, lend us 10 grand, Tracy, and she'd be like, all right, I think give it back to me by the end of the month. She'd be fine. I bet she would.
Cash, all right.
Yeah, I bet she would. Under the table. Yes, so, because Freddie doesn't want to work at the bar anymore, which I feel like is slowly starting to sort of sow the seeds for Freddie's leaving soon.
Of course, definitely.
So they were kind of debating getting rid of Tracy and kind of hiring Freddie in her place. That didn't end up happening because Kat basically said, well, I can't get rid of Tracy. She's like a bit of the furniture, and quite right too, Kathleen.
Agreed, yes.
So the Vic kind of is kind of going on and sort of... And sort of in motion, and everything's going fine there until presumably the big unexploded bomb is going to explode. So, how is Kat going to react to this? Is she going to chuck Alfie out? I presume so.
You'd think, wouldn't you? I don't know. It's a tricky one. I think she's going to be fuming at first.
Yeah.
Then I don't know. Then will she understand the logic of why you didn't just say, or is she going to be baffled like us and be
I was
like,
going to
why
say,
didn't you
we
just
don't understand
tell
the
me?
logic, so I don't see why Kat would understand the logic.
Yeah. I still find it quite hilarious that it was Stacey who's thrown Alfie into it, and now she's like, you deal with it, Alfie.
Yeah, it's all your, and I bet she
Sounds
complete.
like a you problem, that
It
Alfie.
really does. I mean, presumably this is somehow going to be tied into Stacey's exit because I can see Kat
Yeah.
just like, abandoning, you ain't my family anymore or something like that. And then Stacey will just be like, do you know what? This square is stressful. I need to go away for a bit. And then when Max comes back, she'll have one last ride on him and then bugger off somewhere else, I reckon. I reckon that's how it's all going to play out.
I'm wondering now, how are they going to write Stacey out? Surely she's got to take the kids with her as well.
She will, but she won't take Lily. Because
Well,
Lily's
no,
a
yeah, but
very
Lily's
established
already
character.
gone.
Now that's true. So maybe Lily comes back after Stacey goes or something. It's
Potentially,
been
yeah,
quite a
and
long
then
break for
there's,
Lily, hasn't she? I'm assuming she's doing
yeah.
GCSEs or something in real life.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, so maybe Lily comes back,
Just
moves
in
in with
time.
Jean. That'll be an empty house. Maybe they'll all end up moving into the Vic or something. Someone's going to have the Slater house. Because if Stacey's not there and the young kids, it'll just be Jean.
Gee.
He's obviously living with Suke. Maybe
Yeah.
just be Jean and Lily, won't it?
Oh,
And Charlie.
Gina moving to the Vic. I quite like Gina as
That's what I mean.
like the cleaner. It's got a nice, almost like
Yeah.
a nice little Ethel role to it, hasn't it? Do you remember?
Yes,
Clean,
I do.
cleaning the
I
Vic
like
every
that as
morning.
well.
Her and
Yeah,
Mo doing
yeah.
that. That's nice. Mo came back, by the way. She's obviously had spent the night
Got
in a cell,
released.
got released, and everyone was just sort of laughing at her because she's ridiculous, because she's Mo. Layla Moss was 80 this week, by the way.
Wow, fair play. Happy birthday
Happy
to Layla
birthday to
Moss.
Layla. So there we go. That's the Vic stuff. I mean, again, we'll just sort of see how it all plays out. It's all feeling a little bit mad at the moment, but I'm sure it'll all come out.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Didn't wash, or if it doesn't, then we'll have problems. But I'm sure it'll all be fine. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. On to Oscar now. We'll have a bit of Oscar. So last week, obviously, Not Fat Mike kind of came round and threatened him with a knife, and this is why Oscar is sort of carrying a knife and he's got it in his bed and everything. And what kind of occurs from this is that he thinks that Not Fat Mike is breaking into the house and he ends up attacking Peter. Now, understandable, I think, because the guy's terrified. He is genuinely terrified for his life at this point, isn't he?
He is genuinely terrified, but to just like attack Peter here, put on his dressing gown, poor sod. I'm glad he weren't holding baby Jimmy as
I
well. That
know,
could
that
have been quite
could have
disastrous.
got very, very messy.
I did get confused by this though, Rob. So he's got the knife in his room, and it is because of Mike, isn't it? Right, that is why. But
Yes.
then when Lauren quizzes him, she's all like, well, Jack scared him off, so what are you holding a knife in your room for? And then he says, oh, it's because I got beat up every day. I'm just on edge.
Yeah, but it's a knock-on effect, I think, isn't it? Like, because he got beaten up quite a lot in juvie,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
then obviously this and that sort of, I think, would have trained him to sort of have defense at the ready, even when he's asleep.
Okay.
And so now that this stuff is happening with Mike, he's sort of continuing that onward.
So it's kind of a bit of both is the
Yeah.
reason why he's got it in his room. Because
Yeah.
I was like, is it just because he doesn't believe that it's over with Mike? Or is
Well, it's
it?
not.
So it's both. It's
Yeah,
both then, yes,
I
fair.
think it would have started when he was in the Young Offenders. And then since Mike is basically showing him, well, you're still in danger even though you've left the Young Offenders, he's thinking I may as well keep that defense mechanism I had going then.
Yeah,
You know,
fair. Okay, got it.
so yeah, he attacks Peter and has a knife and everything. It's not great. So Peter's like, get out. You know, and you kind of can't blame Peter for that, really, can you? I mean, I know
Yeah.
that we are sympathetic with Oscar about this, but you can kind of understand it. They have got young kids in the house, and he's waving knives around at 2 in the morning when Peter wants to get up for a glass of water.
I mean, to be honest with you, whether you've got young kids in your house or not, if someone's come at you with a knife who's staying at your house, you would be pretty pissed off, wouldn't you? Let's
Could
be
you leave?
honest.
Thanks. That would be great.
Can we,
Cheers.
yeah, can you not, yeah, let's just not have you in house then, please,
Yeah.
yeah.
So Lauren is sort of kind of like, but he's my brother, and that sort of puts
But
Peter and
also get
Lauren.
that.
I mean, it puts Peter and Lauren at loggerheads once again, and it's an Oscar realizes. And what I liked was the fact that Oscar sort of was like, fair play either way, to be fair. Like, I understand why he wasn't trying to sort of like make out that Peter was being really unreasonable or anything, was he? He was
No.
sort of, he kind of understood it, I think, which I think made sense. And so Lauren and Peter are going to this sort of meeting with Jimmy for the first time. He's sort of integrating and sort of learning how to live as a blind baby, and they're getting lessons on how to deal with all that. And Oscar sort of manages to manipulate Peter a little bit as he's sort of walking sadly through the square, effectively with like one of those Dick Whittington things over his shoulder, and sort of walking through the square, and says to Peter, "Well, I'm going now, and this could be your last opportunity to sort of, I'll look after the stall if you want to go with Lauren, because you've fallen out and that would be really good for your relationship." And Peter, bless him, nice but dim, he goes, "Yeah, that's a really good idea. Yeah, I'll do that. You look after the stall." And then Mike turns up again and says, "Right, well, either we continue this violence thing, or you give me 2 grand." Which I didn't think was that much money, considering.
I mean, it's not, but I'm just so confused because why is Fat Mike? Why is Fat Mike walking the streets anyway if Oscar snitched on him? Why did Oscar get released supposedly before Fat Mike? Because he was waiting for him when he got out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Was
He can't
there
have got in that
not,
much trouble, is what I
but
mean.
Oscar was the only one that got into trouble from it, wasn't it? Like, he tried to grasp Mike up, I think, and then Oscar sort of, and then I think
What,
Mike
did they
got,
fail at grassing him up, you
I
mean?
think so. I think he tried to, and then Oscar still ended up being the only one in trouble for it. And then
Right,
because he
okay,
tried
fair
to grasp,
enough.
I
Right,
think
yeah,
because
got
he
you.
tried to grasp Mike up, that's
Yeah,
why
he's still
he's got
got
the
you.
boys after him.
Okay, fair. Yeah, 2 grand. Well, do you know what? You've got to aim for something that you think you're going to get as well. What's the
Achievable.
point in saying five if you're not going to get 5 grand out of him? So yeah, two. But still.
I mean, it's obviously Oscar has not got 2 grand to hand, so he sort of has to hand over like the takings from the stall that day. Penny's witness to all this. I do like the Penny and Oscar dynamic. This is nice, isn't
I
it?
really enjoy Penny and Oscar together because they're kind of cut from the same cloth in a way, them
They
two, aren't
are.
they? Yeah, I like them. They're a good combo. And but
They
she's a
are.
bit older. She's the older, wiser cousin.
And it's given Penny something to do as well, which is nice.
I actually think you should go and move in with Penny in her flat, personally. I
It
think
seems
that
like a good
could solve
option.
a lot.
I think it could solve a lot. I think it seems like quite a good option. I did quite like the scene between him and Billy as well.
I love that he could trick Billy, so he's oh, it's
Of
Billy,
course
isn't
he
it?
could. It's Billy. Of course he
You
could. Like,
know,
saying that his trainers are worth like a lot of money, and Billy's like, "Oh, that sounds about right. Yeah, here you go. Here's my money. Yeah,
I
great."
know. I just talked about Billy. Do you know that we all have these devices in our pockets called phones? You can go on www.google.com and you
Have a
can
look.
search these kinds of things, you know, instead of getting
I
ripped
know.
off. But there we go.
But he manages to sort of get back in Lauren and Peter's good books, and he's taken a, and it appears that he's done a load of takings at the stall, and so he's kind of on level ground again. But Mike is obviously still after him, and Jack. Now, I didn't understand this, I have to say, because Jack witnesses Oscar being beaten up by these two and doesn't arrest him because the plot needed to continue.
I think because I would assume maybe he and Oscar did have some kind of conversation, but maybe Jack knows when it's a case of it'll make it worse. Like he's not going
Would
to get
it?
in that much trouble for for punching somebody.
I mean, I can
You know what I
imagine
mean?
Jack. I can imagine Jack being of the sort of mindset, well, now he knows that I'm here looking after a situation,
And
he won't
that,
try anything ever again. But I feel
and
like
that.
the best thing to do at that point would have been to just arrest him and then throw him in prison, and then the problem would have been over.
They would, but this is what I'm saying. Maybe Jack knew that he wouldn't go to prison for that, so he thought, oh, but then I feel like Fat Mike's got a record or something, and you're right. Why didn't he just do something? Do your
Do your
job,
job. Do
police
your job.
job.
Well, he's Watford Police, isn't he? No matter what position they're in, they're all useless in Watford Police. Let's be real here.
Is he back though? He was on leave at one point. He's back. No, he is back, isn't he?
He's
Because we
back.
had all that with Arnie going on.
He is back. So, I mean, where does this thing with Oscar go now? Obviously, I think like the harassment is going to kind of keep building up, isn't it? He's going to be putting, and I think that what we were thinking that it's going to be the reason Max comes back. So this is going to climax at some point, is probably
Yeah,
where it's going.
climax, eh?
Hey, that's the episode title.
So I've got two theories. One is my own, and one is one that I've seen online, right?
Okay.
So my first theory is someone's getting stabbed because this
There's
knife
knives
thing,
going
knives are
around.
just there
Chekhov's
everywhere.
knife. Yeah,
Yeah, exactly. So who's going to get stabbed and who's going to do the stabbing? I'm not so sure. But Max is definitely going to be back at that moment, I think. I think that'll be when he walks in and goes, "He's my son," or "Get off of my son," something like
Yeah,
that.
yeah. I can see Oscar having to go to hospital for a stab wound, and then Max arriving at the
Or
hospital,
the other
and
way
it's bringing
around.
flashbacks for the like when he saw Abby lying there, possibly.
Yes, true. Oh, well, you said last week, didn't you, about the Vic roof? Maybe there's going to be a stabbing on the roof,
They
perhaps.
focused on the roof far too much in one of those shots. You see the shot I meant when we're sort of when you look back. Yeah, so I feel like the Vic roof is gonna be, because they've sort of like had Oscar sort of notice the roof, and they've sort of had little moments referencing the roof of the Vic. So I feel like that's leading up to something. Chekhov's Queen Vic roof, you know. So I feel like that's leading into something. But I feel like you're right. Either the knife or the Vic roof or a combination of the two
Or both,
is or
potentially.
both is going to be the climax to whatever this is, and that's what's going to bring Max back. I do continue to utterly adore Oscar.
Yes, so do I. A great addition. Like,
He's amazing.
yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Feel like we know him already as well. Like, to feel like you know a character that well in
Three
like such a
weeks.
short space
3 weeks
time.
and we've been now. And he's already like one of these characters that makes you laugh, makes you sort of like he's capable of the drama, he's capable of the comedy. He's a really versatile character already. And I can see when Max comes back, there's going to be some really good scenes between him and Jake Wood, because I feel like they look so
Definitely.
similar. And I know I don't
Yes.
mind your theory about Sean being his dad, but at the same time, it feels like such a waste of such an amazing bit of
That
casting
got
in that
poo-pooed
regard.
on instantly with the dates. I said it myself though that the dates didn't add up, but you know, I was just saying, well, maybe they could just say that she did have one that
Actually, I
year.
saw a couple of
Or
people saying actually those dates might work. I think they kissed in that year, so
oh.
it could have happened. It could have happened,
Okay. All
but
right.
I, if anyone wasn't aware, Reed kind of threw a theory out that Sean Slater might be Oscar's dad because of the affair that him and Tanya were having at some point.
And he's quite Sean as well, isn't he?
He is quite
He's
Sean. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, do you want to hear the
Go
other theory?
on. I
But this
do.
theory is not my own, and I will not
Okay.
claim this as my own
Does this mean
because
that you
I've read
don't like
this
this
one
theory?
online. Yeah, it means I don't like it.
I think
I
this
wonder
one's
if you've
rubbish, so
seen it.
I'm going to accredit it to somebody else. Yeah, go on.
I could kind of see it happening, but then I don't know whether I'd agree with it. But
Okay.
basically, I've seen people theorizing that now that Fat Mike's asking for money,
Yep.
it's gonna, and given that we know Oscar's nature, that they think he's gonna go into male prostitution.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, seen that a couple of times.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't know about that. I feel like, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I agree with that. I don't think that's going to be
I
where it
don't, but
goes.
I've seen it a few times now online,
Fair.
and I'm like,
Is
really?
that not, is that just wishful thinking from some people because they're quite fancy PM Moliere?
I don't know. I don't know. I've seen it a few times though, and I thought, oh, but I don't know. They could do it, but I don't see the need really.
I
But
don't see it happening, but you never know. You never
you never
know.
know.
We air all theories here. So I would say at the minute, Oscar is one of the main highlights of the show at the minute, and I am enjoying this storyline, and I'm really looking forward to sort of the Brennings being back together again, and just the chaos that that's going to bring. He is a fantastic addition. Pierre Moliere is excellent. I absolutely adore him. He's brilliant actor, and the character's been really well written at the minute as well. He's just got this, he's just this ball of chaos that I'm obsessed with, so I can't wait to see much, much more of him. Talking of balls of chaos, let's now talk about Nicola and her little tryst with George. Oki and Ravi are continuing to put pressure on Harry. So now, not only is he having to keep drugs at the flats, but he's also having to keep stolen phones at the
Yes, all of those phones that he's stealing, Rob. Wherever will he put all those phones that he's stealing? Yeah, okay,
it's
yeah.
oh, bless.
Got it.
Including Kat's phone. He has Kat's phone in the flat. So we'll see how that all plays out at some
Has
point
she
in the
not got a
future.
location tracker on? Because she could just be like, oh, it's round corner at Pedro and
Oh,
Harry's flat.
why is my phone here?
Yeah.
Yeah, could do that. Could do that. That's what we do. So the other thing that's kind of kicking off in that flat at the minute is George. Now, I've got to be honest, George was doing my head in this week. Like, life and that. It's not your flat, mate. Like, what are you doing? Like, stop kicking off at people.
Yeah, but he was like, he was supposedly annoyed because Harry had put those two bags on his bed. I can kind of see it, but also,
Yeah,
where else has
but
Harry got to put stuff? I guess
yeah,
like,
like Harry's on the
not
sofa at the
yeah, in
minute,
your
isn't he?
flat. Yeah, you're
Yeah.
staying there as
He's
well.
walking
Yeah.
around like saying demands of Harry, like, well, you need to be contributing and all this kind of thing. Like, it's Kojo's flat, and he's got his best mate who he clearly absolutely adores living with him at the moment. Like, do you want to chill out a minute, George? You're not
Yeah,
his dad.
but at the same time, Kojo lived in George's flat for ages. So it's not like I actually thought Kojo were a bit harsh when he was like, oh, give me space. And I thought, well, George might have thought that a few times, Kojo, but you were living in his flat amongst like the other 10 people that were there.
Wow.
So you know what I
Wow.
mean?
Not
Swings
bad.
and roundabouts, isn't it?
I'm Team Kojo 100% on this. I thought George had been really unreasonable.
Yeah, bit of both, brothers, siblings for you, isn't it, Rob?
Well, yes,
Siblings.
indeed. But like I said last week, it's not a picture of Kojo and George on the wall. It's a picture of Kojo and
True,
Harry.
true
So his
that.
priorities should be clear.
I know. Yeah. Well, they live and
Well.
work together, though. They'll get fed up soon.
Yeah, that's true. With all this going on, the fact that George is basically kind of inconveniently in the way at the minute,
Yeah.
when Oki basically says I need to come around and pick some stuff up and transfer it and do, criminal type things in the flat, George is there and Harry needs to get rid of him. So he says, I see you're looking for a job there. By the way, my mum is looking for a bar manager at Harry's Barn. So if you go there right now, you'll get this job. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Off you
Pretty
go. Go on.
sure.
Shoo. Yeah,
Yeah,
go on.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically, all you need to do is walk through the door right now, and that job's yours. Off you go.
Yeah.
So George goes, and obviously he's texting Nicola saying, "Can you keep George distracted for a few minutes?" And so Nicola reads that as sleep with George.
Distracted.
I mean, he was distracted. He was distracted.
Definitely.
So Nicola and George, we kind of sensed that it was coming, but now it's here. What do we
Yeah.
think?
I mean, I didn't expect it this soon and in the way that it happened,
Graphic.
but
She's a
yeah,
raunchy woman. She's a ooh,
I
cougar, is
mean,
Nicola.
I don't know, I can kind of see it as well because
So
we
can
have
I.
said before she is similar to Cindy and obviously liked Cindy. Very different to how he was with Elaine though already. Like immediately complete. Like, I feel like I saw a completely different.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or lowes.com for details.
Side to George.
Oh, right, yeah.
With this, what do you mean?
Did you not like George's sexy side coming out?
Oh my God, you already know. I said to Rob, I cringed, right? I did. All right. I'll be honest.
I thought it
When
was.
he said to me like, oh yeah, I'm like, oh no. Cringed.
Reece such a prude.
Oh, he just felt really like, oh no, George, stop it. I don't need to say that.
I thought.
I didn't need to hear him say it. She could have just straddled him. That would
Was
have
that
been
enough?
enough without
Was that enough for
that.
you? The straddling was
That was the
quite enough.
line for
Cut this,
me.
and you're
Yeah.
sat there behind your cushion going, "Well, cut away from this scene immediately. This is far too much for me, honestly."
Free
So that
watershed.
I
Don't need
know.
to, yeah.
Well, I mean, so more sex in this office. I think that's two people Nicola slept with in that office now,
Oh
Jack and
yeah,
now
Jack.
George.
Yeah,
Yeah, a
yeah,
lot of sex
yeah.
happens in that office, to be fair, doesn't it? So that's happening. And meanwhile, Harry sort of is basically sorting out everything to do with Oki, who, by the
Yeah.
way, is very cocky considering that Ravi beat him up 2 weeks ago. He's
I
quite
know,
chilled with Ravi.
I thought this, like, hang on, maybe that's how criminals work, Rob. You know, you take a beating every so often and you get on with it.
Got the
Just another day at
hierarchy
office,
sorted.
innit?
Yeah, you get the hierarchy and the
Yeah.
ranking sorted, and
Yeah.
then everything's fine again. Yeah.
You know, he's my line manager at end of day, and that's what I
Yeah.
have to do every so often, take a
Yeah.
beating. There we
Now a boss
go.
beats me up every now and again. I got my. That's basically disciplinary in the world of criminal world, isn't
Yeah,
it? Yeah. It's
that's
basically.
you, that's
Yeah. It's
your
a written
first written
warning.
warning.
Yeah. So once that's all sorted with, Harry goes and basically discovers Nicola and George together, and he doesn't seem too thrilled with the idea, does he?
I mean, fair. Like, he's been getting fed up with George as well. Then he walks in the office and his mum's there. It's like, although, you know, you did ask her to keep him distracted.
That's not what she, yeah, but that's not what he asked her to do.
You just imagine Nicola being like, oh I've sleep. Got you, son. Oh. Don't you worry, son. I've got
Say
you.
No more. I've got this. Don't you worry about that. Bless her. Yeah. I mean, I enjoy it. I don't mind this at all. And I am hoping this now begins a Cindy and Nicola rivalry.
I'd be here for that. But then Nicola seems to have really gone, no, that's it now. That's it. Just a one-off. Because obviously Harry's not reacted well. Do you think they're just going to do it more secretly?
She's a very complex woman, is Nicola, though, isn't she? I feel like this isn't the end of this whatsoever.
You don't?
No, I really, really don't.
You could have thought that with Jack, but that ended very quickly. That didn't last 2 minutes.
It did. But I feel like because I don't think we got a huge amount of run-up to the Nicola and Jack stuff. But the George and Nicola stuff, I feel like we got a little bit of preamble before we got to the actual event. And the fact that there's that added sort of complication of the Harry stuff makes me think that this is going to be, yeah, it makes me think that this is going to be a bit of a long runner.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Especially with the Kerjo stuff as well. Yeah. Obviously, Nicola knows why Harry's in this doodah because of with Ravi, because of Kerjo.
Yeah.
So that adds another complexity. Complexity?
Wow. Yeah, that's right.
Is
yeah,
that a
yeah,
word?
That's a, it's a word.
Sorry.
Really, yeah.
I haven't. Sorry, Rob.
I'm that's all right. That's
all
right.
That with it this week.
That's all right.
I apologize.
So yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing where this goes. As long as Cindy comes into it, I'm delighted because I really want to see these Nicola and Cindy at Loggerheads. I think that'd be great fun.
I agree, but do you not think that Nicola's a bit too ruthless for George?
Is she any more ruthless than Cindy?
I mean, would Cindy kill someone and be pretty chilled about it afterwards?
Well, she tried to have Ian killed a couple of times.
That is true. That is very true, I guess, actually. So, like that.
Are they that dissimilar, really?
And do you know what? Look what she did with Lauren.
Exactly.
It's kind of a parallel with Nicola and Harry and Shireen, I guess.
I think George has got something about these sort of bad girls that he sort of gets magnetically attracted to. Elaine was but a distraction from his true fetishes.
Yes, I actually agree with you. Yeah, fair. No, I can see it working. I'm here for it. Why not?
Meanwhile, where the hell is this Harry and Ravi and Oki stuff going, by the way?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. Like, you said Kerjo's in trouble. And
he is, isn't he? He blatantly is, yeah.
I mean, at one point this week, I was adamant that George picking those bags up meant that his fingerprints were on the bags, and that's where they were leading with that. But
possibly.
No, it was just a reason for George to say, I'm moving out. But then he said he's going to go and stop with Phil, but Phil's got a full house.
I was going to say, Phil's a bit busy at the minute. Mind you, maybe Phil could do with the distraction. That might not be the worst thing in the world for Phil, to be fair.
Yeah, true. A mate who's there and not as involved with Nigel and Julie.
Yeah, but also, that kind of, I got the vibe from that we're not going to see that. I feel like George is going to get himself sorted again before we see Phil again. I don't know why, I just got
possibly,
that impression.
Yeah.
It just
Where
sort
would he
of
go, though? Where can he actually stay?
Well, him and Junior seem to be getting on pretty well this week.
True. Yeah, but Gina's living there, isn't she, again, with Junior?
Yeah, but George can stay on the sofa for a bit.
Whatever happened to Gina and Harry?
Well, I think that's kind of still there, sort of ticking along. I feel like Harry's doing his own thing at the minute, but I can see Gina. It's all getting very embroiled amongst each other, aren't they?
The Knights and the Mitchells.
Yeah, exactly. We shall see. Many layers, we shall see. Right, before we get to the Mad Old Suki drama, let's have a brief discussion about Patrick, Yolandi, and Howie. So, the wedding for Patrick and Yolandi has been set for the 1st of September, and Yolandi has suspicions that Patrick is going to be paying for this via gambling money. Now, the thing is with Patrick and gambling, it's something that he's always done. It's never really bothered Yolandi before, but I think she's sort of conscious about the fact that he's maybe doing it a little bit too much and he's going to run the risk of becoming bankrupt just in order to pay for this wedding. Is that what the vibe is?
I think normally he probably has a little flutter and he's normally quite in control. Like it's never been a problem for him, has it?
Yeah, no.
But now she can see, hang on, it's going to be for a lot more money. You know, trying to pay for a wedding and get all the money for a wedding through gambling. That is a bit, a lot riskier than going, oh, go on, I'll put a tenner on them for a week and that's my bet for a week or however,
Well, she kind of feels a bit guilty because I think that at the start of the week, she's like going through all the bridal magazines and making big plans and she's all excited and looking at expensive things. And then when she realizes this, I think she starts to wonder whether that's kind of partly her fault. So she basically bans Patrick from gambling, which, and then he kind of carries on. So where are we with Patrick?
In fairness, she did say, I'll get a replica made. She wasn't asking for the expensive dress, but then Patrick was like, no, go on, I'll pay for the expensive one. But then it's Kathy who's in Yolanda's ear that I think...
They're poking her nose in, I thought, Kathy, to be fair.
Yeah, but you can kind of understand why, given what happened with her and Rocky. But yeah, at the same time, I didn't think that she were... She was that good of acquaintances with Patrick and Yolanda to overstep like she did.
Yeah. So, but I kind of wonder where we were at the end of the week. Howie is looking for a job because the kids have decided that they want some sort of massive celebration to celebrate their results, right? So apparently this is going to cost everybody, about all the parents, about 500 quid each. I don't know what the hell they're planning on doing. Some festival. What festival to be? Yeah. Like, what kind of festival? Are they planning on having a Glastonbury in Wolford or something? What are they planning?
To be fair, excuse me, a festival ticket's expensive these days.
So they're actually going to have already I thought they were making their own or something. Like, I thought they were doing some big party thing. Oh, that makes more sense.
Right, so you've got a festival ticket that you need to pay for. Then it'll cost
Travel.
Probably cost you more than that these days.
Yeah, that
getting
makes
drinks and food and everything.
So much more sense than what I thought was going on in my head. I thought they were planning on doing some sort of party in the square or something to celebrate all the results.
You pay more attention, Rob.
I do. I don't pay attention to EastEnders. This is the problem. I never watch it, really. So Howie is sort of kind of feeling like, well, I need to be earning more money. He's had his hours cut at the post office. And so he wants a new job. But when he hears that Nicola is hiring a bouncer, he goes to this job and has a disastrous interview with Nicola. Bear in mind, she's also got George hidden underneath her desk as well.
Bless him.
So she's kind of distracted because she's busy basically sticking a toe in his mouth or something stupid under the desk. So that doesn't go well. So he doesn't get that. And then he comes home and overhears Kim and Denise talking. And Kim basically seems to be implying that she almost misses the sort of dangerous but reliable side of Vincent.
Yeah, she misses him, you know, having money and basically being able to treat her.
Yeah.
Which I think is a fair thing for her to be saying in confidence to her sister. She's having a bit of a moan about the money side of things, but obviously not knowing that Howie's there listening, which is an awful thing for him to be overhearing, isn't it? Bless him.
Yeah.
But yeah, that obviously then makes him go, oh, I need to be stepping up more, clearly.
By stepping up, that apparently means that when Yolanda has officially banned Patrick from gambling, him and Patrick have a conversation because Patrick's got like a dead cert that he's really kind of focused on putting some money
on. Life savings on
him.
Well,
he reckons. And Howie says to him, well, if Yolanda won't let you do it, I'll just do it for you. That's absolutely fine. And that kind of makes me wonder, is the gambling storyline not going to Patrick? Is it going to Howie?
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, that's where it felt like at the end of the week, right? That's where it's going. Howie's going to become a gambling addict. Yeah, you could see that.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. Storyline for Howie. I think his first ever one of his own. I'd quite enjoy that. Like, good.
Yeah,
good.
I wouldn't hate
it. Make it happen.
I did wonder when he was, you know, going around the square looking for a job. At one point, I also wondered, oh, is he going to bump into Ravi and Harry talking about drugs and be like, oh, Vincent were a bit dodgy, weren't they? Shall I get involved in some dealing as well? But that didn't happen. So
I've got the vibe that, especially seeing as though he overheard Kim talking about Vincent in that way, I wonder if it's going to be more than just the gambling and he's just going to start trying to get himself in money in kind of various crazy ways in order to try and keep Kim happy. And then that's just going to lead to something bad.
Possibly, but either way, it's looking like Howie's going to be getting a decent storyline, which
I'm all for.
I'm here for 100%
for this. Absolutely. Right, shall we talk about it? Shall we talk about the craziness that was Suki, Avani, and Eve? So, Suki, what the hell is going on with Suki Panesar?
We have gone back in time. Approximately how long should we be now? 5 years?
About 5 years now.
We've gone back in time and she's decided to adopt that personality and then come back to 2025 and rejoin us with it, I believe.
She's gone in the TARDIS, gone back in time a little bit.
Yes.
See, now there's some interesting sort of things to be pulled out of Suki this week. Obviously, all over social media this week was a lot of like Suki's acting really out of character. This is cheapening even Suki's relationship, and I can get that, especially from the Suki fans' perspective. They don't like anything that upskittles the relationship too much, and I understand that. That's the thing. However, I feel like my issue with this week is that I can sort of understand the blueprint of how we got here with Suki. With her having regrets about her or how she was as a mother and all of this kind of thing. But I feel like we needed like at least another week of Suki being confronted with these regrets before we ended up here.
Agreed. I was just thinking as you were saying that, I feel like where it's got rushed is we should have seen her because the plotting side of Suki and the manipulative side isn't out of
Of
character,
course it isn't.
right? She doesn't know. The thing that feels out of character is that it feels immoral what she's actually doing. And we
Yeah, oh,
haven't
completely. And it is
necessarily
immoral. It is
seen
immoral.
it. Yeah. And we haven't seen immoral Suki for a while. Let's,
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I
yeah.
don't feel.
No.
She has been, I mean, other than the fact that she tried to
Other
bribe
than
Keanu's dead body, but you know, whatever.
Keanu stuff.
All that,
But we were
whatever.
on our side for that, so that's fine.
Yeah, that were fine. But other than the dead body thing, she's
Yeah.
not been like this. So I feel like. Like what you're saying, had we maybe seen a bit more of the softer side of Suki's reasonings behind it? Because we
Yeah.
basically had her and Vinny having that argument, which was not really her softer side. It was Suki being defensive and she smacked him,
Yes.
right? We could have done with her, like I've mentioned, you know, having a confidant, obviously, that wasn't Eve. I don't know who it could have been in this particular scenario, or just even a conversation with another mum on the square about, you know, all my regrets of the things that I did wrong as a mum. Then had another week of her manipulating both Avani and Eve.
Yeah.
So that it, because we literally had like, she manipulated Eve for like one episode and got what she wanted. Like,
Well,
what?
basically, in the space of a week, Suki manages to persuade two separate women that don't want children to have children. It's like,
Right,
I mean,
right.
the woman needs a career in global diplomacy. She could end wars, could Suki, with that sort of
You know where we
persuasive
need to send her
tactics.
to, don't
We
we?
there's a
Right.
few locations, really. There's a few locations. This is you're absolutely right. I don't think it's out of character for Suki to be like this, but at the same time, it's sort of like it's been quite jarring that it's been this much this quickly with it. Because immoral is the right word with what stuff with Avani this week. Like, this is outrageous what she's done with Avani this week. Having said that, I also don't particularly believe Avani's journey with it, because at the start of the week she was saying everything that we were saying about Suki last week, saying that she's just trying to make up for her mistakes as a mother, she's feeling guilty about the fact that her kids all hate her, etc., etc., etc. But by the end of the week, she's absolutely on board with it, and I feel like I don't understand quite how, like, just because Suki turned around to her and said, "Oh, I'll pay money," I don't
Well,
think she would have
this
had her
is
mind turned that much by that.
I don't know, Ivani's quite materialistic. So I was going to say that seemed to be the only turning point for Ivani. It's like as soon as Suki said, well, obviously I'll pay for everything, like you would in a real surrogacy. It's like that's
Ka-ching.
when Ivani were like what? Like a little Gucci handbag, maybe, for my surrogate. But she didn't say that. But in my head, that's the only thing that made Ivani really change her mind was as soon as the
Yeah.
money got mentioned. Maybe it wasn't just that, but that's how others are going to see it as well, I feel.
Yeah, I don't know. And also, the plan makes no sense, because what is she planning on doing with this? Like, just locking Avani up in a cupboard for 9 months, and then all of a sudden a baby's appeared without telling Ravi or Priya at any point?
Right, so I've got a theory on this as well.
Go on.
However, it doesn't make sense that Eve's involved this early on because the
Okay.
thing is, Suke, yes, but Eve, she was ready to go and tell
Yeah.
Priya and Ravi, which
Yeah.
actually Eve would have gone and done there and then. She wouldn't have got convinced otherwise. So that bit was unrealistic. However, where I think they're going to take it is that I think Suki is going to let Avani, she's going to make her keep it secret from Priya and Ravi for a bit longer until you get to the point where you can no longer have a termination. So I think it's
Yeah,
about
where are we?
24 weeks.
She's about 3 months at the minute, they said, didn't she?
Yeah.
So how
So it's
far up?
about another 2 months, I think, roughly. So I think she's gonna, or is it, or maybe is it three if it's 24 weeks? It's around then.
Right, so she's not
So I
far
think she's
off,
gonna let her
basically,
get
at the
to
minute,
that
is she?
stage. A couple of months, I reckon. I mean, you would be showing, I would have thought, at that point.
Three
But,
months is a long time,
wear a
isn't
couple of
it?
baggy t-shirts, not that out of character for a Varney. And then I think, knowing Suke, in this time, Avani's 16, so I'm guessing she doesn't need any legal guardian, her parents to sign anything. Maybe Suki will get all the paperwork done that she's going to officially adopt the baby in this time, get all that signed, and then they'll tell him when she gets to 24 weeks or whenever it is.
It is madness, this
It's
plot.
crazy. It is crazy. And it's like you say, I mean, if Avani's 3 months pregnant, we've had a long time where they could have been playing this storyline out. It could have just been Suki stalling her and stalling her and stalling her, but it's all happened in
Yeah.
like a week, really, hasn't it?
It does kind of give me the impression that when Avani and Joel slept together in the Clenners era, I don't think a pregnancy was planned from that.
No, it doesn't seem like it, does it? But again, you've still had it. Oh,
Because
you
three
did need to
months is a
go this
long time,
soon.
like you say, to then
Yeah.
discover that it feels like unusually long for us for a plot of this sort, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But it's, I don't know, it feels icky, all of
It does
this. I
feel
think
icky.
we've gotten past Suki being like that as well. It's like a lot of people are saying online, and I actually agree with. As much as I like seeing Ravi as a bad guy, we've done all that. We've been dusted with that. He's redeemed himself. We've had a complete change of character. Let's move on. We've gone back in time. We've gone back to Ravi being a bad boy. All because what? Avani wanted a super sweet 16th. Same with Suki. All of a sudden, she's reverted back. We've not seen a gradual change in any of this. It's all just been, oh, back to evil Suki again.
I mean, the thing is, ironically, I have been saying for a few months now, I'd quite like to see Ruthless Suki again. I sort of missed that side of Suki, but I also sort of, need a reason for us to be there rather than her being like, this is like Janine levels of stuff that she's doing at the moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, so we've gone from her being quite a sort of, this is, nice, gentle Suki to Ice Queen, evil queen that first arrived in the square, pretending she's got cancer Suki. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and this is the thing. Like, you can never forget that that happens. Like, she's always going to have that sort of potential in her. It shouldn't necessarily surprise anybody that she's going through this, but at the same time, manipulating your 16-year-old granddaughter into having a baby to suit your own needs and to kind of appease your own guilt, that's insane. And then to have the conversation that she had with Eve, where she compared Eve to Nish at one point this week. And I
Yeah,
was
she
sort of
did.
like, what have we got here, Suki? Like, there's no point, there's no part of you that feels guilty about what you're doing. You can't see anybody else's perspective throughout all of this. She hasn't now got Avani sort of battling against her with this, because Avani's now apparently completely sold by the idea. I mean,
I was trying to see this as, okay, let's really see this from Suki's perspective. And even when you see it from Suki's perspective, we know how much her character has grown that she wouldn't do something this quickly. It's like you said, we needed to see this almost pain and regret about how she brought up her
more
own
of that,
children a lot more. Yeah. And see that actually, in a way, it's coming from a good place in a way, but it's not. You don't feel like that at all.
There's no good bit to be kind of
No,
pulled out of this whatsoever.
no.
Effectively, she wants to make up for her own past mistakes, and this is the way that she's going to do it, come hell or high water.
Had it been, another way that it could have kind of gone about it, but again, it's because they are trying to show that Suki is manipulative. But had she mentioned it to Avani in a passing comment and then gone, do you know what? Just forget that. I don't want to put pressure on it. It's your choice. And then genuinely being there for Avani, and then Avani went, actually, that time when you mentioned, would you do it? Would you still be interested? But the fact that she's manipulated both Avani and Eve, and it was pretty bad with Eve. Like, I
It was
dare
really
say
bad with
Suki
Eve.
was Nish. actually, week with the manipulation.
Yes. Yeah, if anybody's going to be compared to Nisha Sooks, it's going to be you. You know what I mean? Like, it's... Mm. Yeah, and because Eve has literally... we kind of theorised this last week that Eve has never mentioned anything about wanting to have kids. She doesn't strike me as somebody that particularly longing to have children. And that was kind of proven this week. She doesn't want kids, right? She's got no... Now, yes, she has had some conversation with her parents years back that have kind of made her think that she'd probably be a terrible mother.
Yeah.
I'll say this again, that I said when we first sort of started kind of playing with the idea of Eve's family, I want to meet these people. I want them to come onto the show at some point, even if they're not long running characters. I feel like we need to meet Eve's family and sort of understand the Unwins a little bit. I don't feel like Eve... The only thing kind of saving this at the minute is that by the end of the week, I don't think Eve's is that convinced. Like, the duff we got at the end of the week was making it look as like Eve was very much full of doubt and she was just trying to sort of keep everybody happy, but also did not agree with anything that was being said whatsoever.
She just said, I'm considering it, which to Suki was like, to be fair, that is quite a switch from her being like, outraged by it. She also went and had the conversation with Stacey, and Stacey said, I think maybe you need him in it.
Yeah, but then I don't think Stacey helped matters too much either this week, to be fair, because Stacey kept basically saying, oh, kids are great. You know, like, even though Stacey's life with children has not been that brilliant, but she's also sort of like, do you know what, Eve? Actually, kids will save your life. They're the best.
I've got loads of them, actually. They never
Do you want to borrow some of mine for a week? You'll soon love them. Like, they never cause you any drama whatsoever. Like, come on. And it was almost sort of like the show was basically saying that not wanting kids is not the best thing in the world, almost.
In a way, yeah. Because I am... But kind of Eve kind of said it herself, though, at one point. And she said, you know, it's nice to just, you know, put two fingers up to social norms and go, no, it's all right. I don't want kids and that's okay. And there's no expectation and, you know, which I agree with, by the way. I think if you don't want kids and you've decided you don't want kids, then that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
No one can pressure you into doing that.
Well, in some ways, it's a lot less selfish, I think, if you just go, I don't want kids, like Eve was. Because in a way, if she then agrees to this and then goes, do you know what? I think I were right for this time round. I definitely don't want kids, but then it's too late, isn't it?
I'm kind of with Eve on the fact that, you know, I think basically what Eve was saying, and I've always said this for me because I don't want kids, and I've always said, me and Eve have got the advantage of the fact that we're never accidentally going to have children.
Yeah, true.
You know, that's never going to be an issue that kind of rises, you know. If I meet somebody one day that really wants to have them, maybe that'll be a conversation that I'll start to have. But until then, I have zero plans to have any children whatsoever. I'm the last of the Innises, by the way. What a way to end, eh? Kaboom. I just feel like the whole thing. I mean, I will say that Eve was great this week, and the last two episodes of the week, Double Lauren Clee. You know, if anyone's going to save anything, it's going to be a pair of Lauren Clee scripts. And I thought the argument that they had on Thursday's episode at the start of the episode was fantastic dialogue. That was a really, really strong scene between the two of them. I don't think people like the fact that Suki Eve looked pretty threatened at the moment. I mean, you can't knock Wagey's confidence. He comes in, messes Balam around, and then messes Suki Eve around. He's a brave man.
Right. Yeah, very true. I mean, Suki and Eve have been plodding along too nicely for a while.
They were anticipating
something, but this is so extreme. Just so extreme, all of this. I can't get on board with it, but I do want to know. The one thing that they've not answered, right, and I know I've just speculated about it, but why has Eve not been like, so what's your plan with Priya and Ravi then? Yeah, like, I feel like with how quick we've gone, that should have been answered this week.
Yeah. Priya is going to knock Suki into the middle of next week when she finds this out.
Literally, that's going to be a war within the family. Outright war.
It is. Like,
and why would Eve agree to it? Eve would never agree to this.
And why do I feel like Eve's going to get the blame?
Do you reckon? I
feel like Ravi might sort of, I don't know, because it always feels weird to me, because during that Ravi tries to bury her in the woods, it always feels really weird to me whenever Ravi and Eve ever seen, where they're like, all right, Eve, how you doing? Go on, something's up with you. Go on, talk to me. What's the matter with you? Go on, talk to me. I don't know. It's a very, very strange storyline. It feels weird. I think my biggest issue with it is the fact that Avani's completely sold by the end of the week. If Avani was still having doubts I could understand that maybe this is just Suki having a crazy moment and the rest of the family are just sort of biding their time to sort of steer her in the right direction again. But it feels like she's one with Avani. Avani's all up for it, which seems insane within the space of a week.
Well, the only other thing, which I don't know if you mentioned this last week, but obviously Barney knows about the situation
Can I just say,
completely.
I am absolutely adoring the fact that Barney will run for the hills whenever he sees Suki. He's terrified of her. That's hilarious.
He's terrified of all her family, isn't he?
I,
It
can you
sounds
blame
good, to
him?
be
Can you
fair.
blame him? One of them dangled
Exactly.
over a bridge and one of them Suki. It's a fair play.
Has he met his mum, though, to be fair?
They've had their
Because
clashes, yeah.
this is the only thing I'm waiting for. Did we speculate this last week that Nicola might get involved? Because she got involved with Avani a bit ago with that conversation, if you remember, in the park. And I wonder if Barney might end up saying something to Nicola and Nicola will be like, whoa, because then we could have a Nicola and Suki war. I'd be all for that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think those two would be great rivalries. The only other side of this that I can almost kind of see coming, and I don't know if I'm too keen on this either, is when Priya finds out, but then Avani manages to persuade her with the idea of Suki basically just paying for it, and Priya's kind of
On
pound signs
board.
appear on her eyes from that. Do you know what I
No,
mean?
Priya
I
would.
don't like it, but I can sort of see that happening as well.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. If they write that in, I'm out.
End of the podcast. Is that it?
Stop
Is
this
it? Yeah, we're
podcast.
all done.
No. No, I know exactly what you're saying. But she can't just accept it as well. But then Avani has, hasn't she? But Avani doesn't know really what she's agreeing to in a way. I don't think she
No.
understands the extent of it,
Yeah,
if
I
you know what
mean,
I mean.
she's not seeing the 9 months of pregnancy that she's got ahead of
No.
her, right? You know, she's seeing the end result, and I don't think she's considering for a second the sort of the bonding that's going to go on between mother and child in the pregnancy period, right? So, does she really think that she's just going to be able to like kind of have this baby inside of her 9 months, go through the entire labor process, and then just hand the kid over and then just accept a check and that's going to be it? She's 16. That's not how it
Yeah, but
works.
we've just had all this with Bernie. I mean, it were a few years
Yeah.
ago now, but it
Yeah,
does, I
yeah,
mean, it
yeah.
does happen, but
It does, but Bernie was a lot
just
older and was capable and was as baking her own decisions from it. Do
and
you
we're
know what I
getting
mean? She
paid
wasn't.
10 grand,
Yeah,
although I
which
bet
is.
Sue.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I can't. There was no way the show was trying to make us be on Suki's side for any of this, surely. Like, it
No.
didn't. Like, there was no way that was happening. Like, Suki is the villain of the piece. There's no two ways about that.
I mean, if I'm going to be totally honest with you, right, at one point when Avani were like saying to me, she's not manipulated me, you know, I was like, has
Yes, she
she not?
has. Am I being gaslit?
Am I being
Are we the bad
manipulated now?
guys?
But I've just watched Suki manipulate her.
Yeah.
But is it me?
It's weird. And I've got to say, it's not gone down well.
No, and we can't pretend, can
No,
we?
we
I
can't pretend
mean,
this
should
storyline is
we?
popular at the moment.
Can we address a slight elephant in the room
Go
that
on.
I think this week in particular, but we said it about last week, everything just feels so
So
rushed.
fast.
So
Yeah.
rushed.
The thing is, I feel like one of Chris Clenshaw's kind of good points was the pacing of his stories. So
Absolutely. Yeah.
we've now we're moving into a different era. We're moving into a different type of pacing with these stories. It's a bit more sort of quick and immediate, and it's very jarring after 3 years
Very.
of, because we both have thought the Clenners era was absolutely exemplary. So for us, it's
Yeah.
sort of like, I mean, you know, not everybody's going to love every single era, of course, but.
No.
And it's also very early on in this era for us to be
It
sort
is,
of
yep.
kind of disregarding stuff. It's just sort of,
Yeah.
you know, teething problems happen. It's also the summer. So, you
Yeah.
know, there's also, you know, there's reasons and sort of excuses slash non-excuses,
Well,
but
I get it because, yeah, you have these weeks where it's a setup week, but we've had two setup weeks. But the thing is, everything's happened so quick in these two setup weeks for all these major things that are happening that, like you say, it's just felt so jarring. But
Dare I
maybe it's
s
going to slow down now.
Dare I say it's been a bit of a shaky start.
Oh, Rob, controversial.
I don't
I
hate
know.
it. I don't hate the show or anything at the moment. I'm sort of
No.
like, I get everything, you know, I'm just sort of like, it's not everything has landed quite the way I think they wanted to at the moment. Like the Zoe stuff is sort
Yeah.
of kind of going on, like there's points of that you could sort of go, that doesn't make sense, and that bit has happened way too
Yeah.
quickly. And it's the same with this plot, you know, it's sort of like, I don't quite get how the hell we've arrived here.
Yeah, it is. It's like you said, it's the pacing of it all, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just it's just
It's
too
a bit off.
abrupt. It feels, because like I when it was that first week of the handover, I remember you saying that you couldn't really feel the difference, and
I can feel it now.
Right,
the difference has arrived. Yeah, I'm here now. Yeah.
It shouldn't be that abrupt of a difference, though. It should be more.
The thing is, there is elements that have been kept. The community spirit has been kept from the previous era, which again was a real Clenners highlight. That Ben Wade has kept that going absolutely perfectly. And there are good points. You know, Oscar is an absolute gem. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
We've got some brilliant returns coming up that I'm really excited for, which would lead into a big autumn, which will then presumably lead into a huge Christmas as well. So there's stuff, there's pieces being set up. And maybe that's it, that he wants all his pieces set up as quickly as he can so that he can start doing the big stories as quickly as he can and
this
ready
is
for
my
September.
Mark.
Yeah, because maybe in terms of, there could be logistical reasons for this as well, because obviously the show has to do big in September, because that's just a tradition with EastEnders. That's when you start doing the big autumn and the run up to Christmas. So maybe in terms of how much time he had to get his stories going in time for stuff to be big in September, this is the pace it's had to go at.
True. Interesting. Yeah, possibly.
Possibly.
But either way, it still
I'm not saying
felt
that's
very...
Absolutely. This story especially has been whiplash. In terms of
this
how we've
one
arrived
in particular,
here.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. It's
I
a
think
lot.
This one and Cat and Alfie acquiring the Vic.
Yeah.
They're the two that have just got, we've kind of just gone, whoa, what's happened? Oh, right, okay, we're there.
Yeah.
We're here now.
Yeah.
But it's a different type. Do you know, the only thing I would say, like, obviously it does feel different and, yeah, it's to do with the pacing, but generally I feel like... Other than the Suki storyline, the tone has felt a bit lighter generally, which isn't a bad thing. I feel like it's felt a bit...
Yeah.
We've had a bit more lols, dare I say, along the way at least.
Yeah. I think the comedy's sort of been kind of consistent throughout it so far. Yeah, it's been relatively lighthearted in terms of plots at the moment. Yes, this story is kind of quite dark.
Buying your 16-year-old granddaughter's baby aside.
Yeah, and you've also got the Joel stuff going on in the background as well.
Yeah.
This is what I mean, by the way, where I say I feel like this is also slotting into the Zoe storyline. And I think that's again a reason why maybe we've got here this quickly, because this needs to be established in order for us to run into the Zoe storyline.
Okay, yeah, I can see that as well, yeah.
But then this would imply that Avani's going to end up keeping this baby. And I feel like that's wrong, because she doesn't want it and she's been manipulated into having it. And that's a weird sort of place for her character to be in. And that's a sort of unforgivable side of Suki. It's not even from an audience perspective, but from Avani's perspective. Why would she ever forgive Suki for doing this to her?
Well, I guess she could forgive her if, like you say, she goes through with the pregnancy and decides, actually, I do want this baby for myself.
Mm.
Then in a way, she can forgive Suki, because she can go, had you not come to the abortion clinic that day, I wouldn't be here and I would have gone through with it. And, you know, I would have regretted it without knowing. But, yeah, anyway.
Gold star this week, Ray.
Oh, God. Well, do you know what? Controversially, no, I'm not giving it to... I'm going to give it, though. I am going to give it to Eve, because I think Eve has impressed me this week.
I am actually also going to give mine to Eve.
Okay.
So, two gold stars for Eve this week.
Yeah.
And to be fair, Thursday's episode I thought was excellent. I thought it was... as in, I thought that the scenes between Suki and Eve were excellent. I thought they were really well done, really well written, those scenes.
I was going to say, though, in fairness to Balvinda... Right, she has knocked it out of the park.
Of course, she has. She's an incredible.
She's amazing.
Actress.
Like absolutely amazing. Old Suki is just blooming reemerged, hasn't she?
Yeah.
We can't be giving it to Suki though. After
I can't give it. No, she does not deserve a gold. Not deserve a gold star this week. I'm afraid.
Not.
Balvinda Sopel, yes. Suki,
yes.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
So that's going to kind of be continuing into the following weeks. I feel like Eve and Suki are going into very, very rocky territory here. It feels a bit kind of worrying for their relationship. Eve's not convinced by this, and this is going to cause massive problems. And I wonder if she's now going to start talking to Avani and maybe talking some sense into her. That's what I'd like to happen.
That would be a good way out of this, actually, rather than her agreeing to it. That would be... But then having said that, Rob, do you know it would be an even better way out if she's going to do that? Just go and tell Priya and Ravi.
I mean, that would make it, that would end it quite quickly as well.
Right.
But then again, I'm sort of like, that would be the end of it. And so why did we do it in the first place? So I feel like this is going to be quite a long runner. I feel like Ivani's keeping this baby.
I mean, or you could argue that Eve might think, well, you know what? If we go and tell Ravi and Priya now, she might just dig her heels in even more and say, no, you're the ones manipulating me or something. But like you said, though, this is not a good, this isn't a good sign for Suki and Eve's relationship, because Suki has been incredibly controlling this week.
Yeah, she really
planting
has.
Planting the seeds,
making
Eve doubt herself and doubt her entire beliefs pretty much that she's had her entire life.
Is that a deliberate thing? Because she said last week that she... like Nish had had a lot of impact on her as a parent. So are they going to kind of start exploring the impact that Nish has had on her as a partner as well? Because is it a sort of common thing for a controlled partner to be controlling in another relationship?
Is or at least like play games, because she's so used to having to play games.
Having to play games back.
Nish,
yeah, this is what
thing.
I mean.
Yeah.
Like she, I don't know.
I don't feel like it's been that deep, though, has it, Rob?
No.
It's not.
It's just Suki's being old Suki again. And like I say, I've had no battle with the idea of old Suki coming back, because I have missed Ruthless Suki, but it's sort of like, just hold back a second and just let us kind of settle the reasons as to why we've landed
here. They could have
here.
Eased us in with, you know, Suki's cut everyone's breaks that they're legally entitled to at the minute mark, or, you know, something like that. That would have eased us back into, oh, Suki might be going back to her old ways, rather than, do you know what? Just go and buy your granddaughter's baby. Why not? Come on, it's Suki, isn't it?
Absolutely mad. So let us know in the comment section where your thoughts are with this. Where do you think it's going, and what the hell is going to happen next? As usual, we will finish the podcast with some comments from you. And we also have a little bit of returning news. Let the spoiler sirens wail. Nina, 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 Nina.
Nina, 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 Nina.
We've had a return, but it's not been confirmed by the actual show yet, but it looks pretty likely to be happening. Apparently, Stuart Highway is on his way back to Walford. Now, apparently it's for a very specific storyline, and it's only for a short visit.
Interesting.
Which kind of, I mean, obviously he's Callum's brother, so I can't imagine what else. Like, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what else it would be.
Max? Rainey, that connection.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Actually, well, this did we have it? Like, is it 100% confirmed that Abby is with Max at the minute?
Yes, because I think Jack flew baby Abby to France.
Okay.
To take her to Max.
Okay.
So yeah, because then Rainey and Stuart ended up with Bernie's baby via surrogacy,
right.
Didn't they?
Yeah. Okay. So it could have something to do with that. That would make sense. But obviously, I mean, maybe a bit of both. It depends when it's happening. He was apparently seen, Ricky Champ was apparently seen at Elstree. And then the papers have sort of jumped on this. And now it's sort of been semi-confirmed by people in the media that it's happening.
Okay.
It's not been confirmed by the show. But it seems that that we're having a little mini Stuart return at some point. So regardless of, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Stuart again. He's a big character.
The Carters as well, like Linda, he's got a massive history with too.
There are
a few people on the square that he could be coming back to see, I guess.
Yeah, he could come back for a week, cause a bit of chaos, and then go off again, couldn't he? Obviously, Rainey.
I'd like him back. I loved Rainey and Stuart together.
Yeah,
they were
a
amazing.
Mad couple, weren't they? But they did work together. They did work. So
here for it.
We shall see. Comments this week, Ray.
So we've got a comment here from Boudica660 who says, with all the backlash Suki's getting, at least she's giving the girl an option of keeping her baby in the family. Young girls can be treated a lot worse in this situation. Suki's giving her an option. And I actually think that was from Suki Panasar, Walford, E20.
Nice of her to write into the podcast, wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't it?
That's a take, I suppose. I mean, I just... It's keeping it in the family. I mean, yeah, there's keeping it in the family, then there's keeping it in the family of what Suki's proposing to happen.
Well, I mean, actually, the point is valid. She is giving her an option to keep it in the family, but it's the fact that she's manipulated her into that option.
Yeah, and so
it's
thereby...
Like it's not like it's been a free will choice of the
Yeah,
Barney's.
So
like
is it an option?
Is it giving... an option, but, you know, which Suki kind of did do at the abortion clinic, but we know that was manipulation.
Yeah.
So she didn't really give it her as an option. But I do understand the point being valid that, you know, yeah, could be a lot worse ways that a family might go about it, but she still manipulated her into it.
Hierarchy has said, I absolutely love this twist. It could have been yet another boring teenage pregnancy storyline, but this is so layered. I can't wait to see where it ends up. Also, I'm loving seeing the old scheming Suki back mixed in with her newfound calm from being with Eve. This is a good storyline. So, not absolutely universally hated, but
It's like we've been saying, it's just the fact that it's happened so quickly.
It's the speed of it, isn't it?
Rushed.
It's the speed of it. Like, I don't mind Ruthless Suki. I've been kind of craving Ruthless Suki, but it's just the pacing of it has felt a little bit off to me.
Renaissance Costume says, I like the idea of Suki getting a second chance at raising a child, but not with 16-year-old Ivane. I said back in January that it would have been great for Vinny to start a family. There are so many storylines that could lead to Suki raising his child.
See, now what I would have loved to have seen is Vinny meeting somebody, having a child, and then Suki trying to take over. That could have been that I can totally see happening, and would have been, I felt, quite natural, you know, for somebody in Suki's position. Suddenly another kid has come into the family that she just completely turns into this demon grandmother and tries to just literally, and because she's got no faith in Vinny anyway, I feel like she would completely and utterly take over. That could have been good.
What about Jax's kid that Habiba's got? Like, she's never really tried to get that involved, has she?
No, well, I think Habiba is wisely keeping that kid away from that family as much as she possibly can. Yeah. You can't really blame her for that.
No, true. And I guess she probably thinks, you know what, it is my fault that you've not got a father, so maybe I won't. Although I don't feel like Ruthless Suki would really let that little thing affect her if she wanted to get involved.
Certainly Suki this week wouldn't let that little thing bother her, would she? Annalise Bizarra said, I understand that there are generally a lot more stories to tell about a full pregnancy and baby, and that's how you get characters for the future, like Martin, Vicky, Ben, Louise, Tommy, Denny, Lily, Ricky, Amy, Bex, and a crop of youngsters waiting in the wings for stories, etc. But I wish they would have let Ivane just have the abortion with Joel as its father. Though if Zoe turns out to be its grandma, Kat gets to be a great-grandma, and Mo a great 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 grandma. Pure madness. The similarities kind of are there at the same time, but then the way that the Slaters kind of kept Zoe and Kat thing secret from everybody was for very different reasons.
Yeah, but they didn't know the very different reasons at the time. They had no idea that Han was the father.
No, that's true. See, yeah,
baby.
Yeah, no, so yeah. I don't know, but I feel like that's the parallel they're making with this.
I know what you're saying, yeah. And, you know, Kat, I don't know, did Kat know how far along she was in the pregnancy? Was she already at the point where, you know, she had no option but to keep going with the pregnancy? And,
yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine Charlie, at the very least, manipulating Kat into the arrangement that they had, you know?
No.
But, yeah, there are definitely parallels there. So if it did turn out that Joel...
I think that's where they're heading with this, and she's going to sort of have an understanding. But then what's going to happen when Joel finds out about this? Because this is not somebody that you want to find out about something like this. You don't want
Which
Joel in your life
Ivane
all the time.
Keeps saying.
Yeah, but that should have been enough.
Well, to be honest with you, though, I don't think, and I could be wrong, but I'm quite certain about this law that, like, in the UK, if you don't put the father's name on the birth certificate, I don't think they have any rights. So I don't know. Like, Ivane
well, yeah,
might lie.
Because that was... That's what they were going with the Ruby and Martin thing when they were trying to get his name.
Barney's. She's going to tell everyone it's Barney's and he's going to agree.
Yeah, I bet she does.
That's what she'll do.
Oh, dear. This is going to be a long, messy old situation, isn't it?
I didn't think it could get any more complex. And then she decides it's Barney's to tell everyone that.
Poor Barney. He doesn't deserve this. He's been nothing but kind.
Does he bless him?
He really doesn't. He really, really doesn't. Okay, that's it this week, ladies and gentlemen. Please keep in contact with us. Let us know your comments, your thoughts, your questions. And you can do that by doing the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/e20afterdark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back same time next week. And frankly, Ree, God knows what we'll be talking about.
Right? What's
Who knows?
Happen in this next week, eh?
Who knows where we'll be? I'm hoping that we're
on
in
a tube. We'll be on a tube at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, but there's a tube at some point. Yeah, I don't mind that. I like the tube.
I
so
quite
that's
like
quite
the
good.
Tube. Yeah.
Did you notice this week when Suki and Avani were on the tube, they had some really cool lighting going past it, like they were actually in a tunnel. They've made the effort with that set. It's good.
Yeah,
it's a good
have.
Set.
Yeah.
And we saw the new Queen Vic lose this week as well, I meant to say.
We did.
And I
we
think they look
did.
Quite classy.
Yeah, they very much fit the rest of the Queen Vic. I don't feel like... I kind of think that the way that they've done the Queen Vic would also be somewhat to Kat's taste, and they're not going to do anything more with it. I think that might be why it's been done the way it's been done.
Possibly, possibly. So there we go. We will see you same time next week, and I hope we have something much more fun to discuss next week, but we shall have to wait and see. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.